Brothers and sisters, it is fitting that during the time of year when families are reunited, we reflect on the Holy Family of Nazareth, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and on what it is to be family. The incarnation of the Son of God reminds how important is the family unit, that is the basic unit of society and the church. It is in the family, in effect, that we first learn to communicate and that we learn what is good and bad. It is in the family that we learn what is love, because it is in the family that we first receive love. It is in the family that we first learn to forgive and to pray. It is in the family that we first learn about God and Jesus and Our Lady. It is in the family that we learn to value ourselves and to value everything else, picking up our values from what is said and unsaid by our parents. Yes, brothers and sisters, our family forms us for many years to come. Today's feast is an assurance that God is always with us in the core of our families, even if in certain families one can sometimes ask where God can be found. I heard the story of someone who said to a priest that he's not interested in going to the church anymore, either to participate in any spiritual activities, because he argued, "I don't see God in my family." There is also always misunderstanding and arguments. There is no time for each other. Then even at time when we come together, it is a time for accusations and criticism. Maybe we can say that these words are a mirror images of most of the families today. Oftentimes, most of us, when we are faced with problems, when we have no peace, when we feel totally broken down, we begin to long to a happy family like the family of Nazareth. But it only remains as a wishing thinking, as most of us are not willing to shed our ego. And because of this, there is brokenness in the relationship within and between the family members, and disunity in the family. Instead, we are to follow the instructions to the Word of God. We are going to experience, if you follow it, we are going to experience the real beauty in the family. In the first reading, the book of Sirach instructs the duty of every children, saying, "If you obey the Lord by honoring your father and making your mother happy, your life will be happier. The Lord will hear your prayers and you will live a long life." Yes, when you respect your parents and be thankful to them, that is going to make your life beautiful and happier than anything else. Always keep at the back of your mind that Jesus stayed with his parents, was obedient to them, and he grew in wisdom and age, gaining favor with God and with people. In the second reading, St. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, said to them, "My dear people of God, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be tolerant with one another and forgiving one another, just as the Lord has forgiven you. And to all of these qualities, add love, which binds all things together in perfect unity." Indeed, these are beautiful instructions to build family life and to put the message of Christ in the center of our homes and lives. What a mystery of God's love and grace families are. The love in a family is really a reflection of the love of God. In reality, the vocation of families for us Christians is to show God, to let God's light shine through. In this sense, let us recall these beautiful words from Pope Saint John Paul II about the vocation of families to be signs of God's love. He said, "Family, believe in what you are. Believe in your vocation to be a luminous sign of God's love. Family, be for the people of your time a sanctuary of life. Christian family, be a domestic church, faithful to your evangelical vocation, faithful." We all know that difficulties are part of our family's life. We have to face them like the Holy Family did it. Indeed, even though Mary was chosen by God, she was not free from difficulties. The joy of Jesus' birth soon ended as Mary and Joseph had to flee to Egypt. And both Mary and Joseph were anxious when they were missing the boy Jesus in the temple. When they find him, Jesus tells them, "Why do you look for me? Don't you know that I must to be in my father's house?" Yet Mary and Joseph never questioned him. Instead, they accepted everything as a plan of God. Yes, being anxious is really a part of our Christian family life. But we must all go and look for Christ's wisdom to bring it to our families. Origen, an earlier church father, when commenting on today's gospel, said that whoever is looking for Christ must not seek him in a negligent or careless way, as those who do not succeed in finding him do. We must look for him with anxiety, with great solicitude, as Joseph and Mary did. Brothers and sisters, we all are aware that the greatest threat facing every family today is we don't spend enough time together. We are so busy working or socializing or watching TV or in social networks that we have less and less time for each other. There are also the emotional and financial aspects and supports of the children in the midst of all difficulties: underemployment, sexual permissiveness, depiction of violence, and pornography that cause numerous crises among family members. In all this scenario, the one thing that can bring us together is prayer. Try to dedicate time for family prayer. That will help you to realize the presence of God in your family. That was Saint Mother Teresa who liked saying that the family that prays together stays together. And if they stay together, they will love one another as God has loved each one of them. And works of love are always works of peace. It is right. A family that prays together stays united. So remember always, our problems in our families are not due to the absence of God, but our failure to realize the presence of God inside. Missing Jesus in our lives would mean missing love, happiness, and being worried and anxious. But having Jesus in our lives, in our families, would mean we have peace inside, acceptance, forgiveness inside, and joy in the families. I am from a family when I remember always when I was very young. My father every day we were praying together. When I enter in the seminary, I ask my father to let me lead the prayer, because the prayer of my father was about 30 minutes. And for me, at that time, it was so long. I asked my father when I was in the minor seminary, please let me lead the prayer. I remember that. I lead the prayer just 5 minutes. The next day, I say, in the name of my father, say, shh, I lead the prayer. But today, my father passed away. But we are so united. We are so close. We are six in our families. But so close, so united. And for me, the secret was the fact that we pray together every day. But I think that it was not my 5 minutes who was very short, but it was my father who liked prayer. But I think 5 minutes, at least 5 minutes, at least. In this sense, the Pope Francis, our Pope, expressed these words about praying in family. He said, prayer is almost a matter of humility, of realizing that we need God, all of us. We need His help, His strength, His blessing, His mercy, His forgiveness. And we need simplicity to pray as a family, he said. Simplicity is necessary. Praying the Our Father together around the table is not something extraordinary, he said. It is easy. And praying the rosary together as a family is a very beautiful and a source of great strength. And also praying for one another, the husband for his wife, the wife for her husband, both together for their children, and the children for their grandparents, praying for each other. This is what it means to pray in the family, and it is what makes the family strong, prayer. So, brothers and sisters, just as the Holy Family survived all its crises through love for each other and faith in God, let us pray that our families will conquer all difficulties through love also for each other and faith in God. And may God bless our families with peace. Amen.